What up, y'all? It's your boy Jay coming at you with another episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! Market Watch. So open your ears, shut your mouth, and make your own decisions. Let's get into it. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Market Watch. I know it's been a little bit. I've been pretty busy, but I also don't want to just force these out, so I got a lot to talk about. You guys got a lot to listen to. So sit back and enjoy this stuff. First thing we're talking about is Ignition Assault. Yeah. Lightning Storm's money. We get it. Okay. Prismatic's 450. You know, Rose is 250-ish. The Charmer is like 180, 190. Perpetua's 170. These are going to go down. Maybe not Lightning Storm, but they will go down overall. Lightning Storm itself, the secret rare, is 105. Everyone knows that. This is not going to go down until after the WCQ, so if you're playing Lightning Storm, you got to deal with it. Gizmekaku is only good till April. After that, he's like mediocre at best, so get your use out of him now or sell him. Ignister A Island. This was shown to have had a buyout to nearly $50 a few days ago, and it is already back down to $25. Yay! Bad buyout. Horrible buyout. Like, yeah, it's a short print, but Ignisters are garbage. They are so bad, and the art sucks. Like, how do you have a bad archetype and crappy art? How does that happen? Like, even Ghost Tricks are crap, but the art, you know, the artwork's pretty cool, you know. Plunder Patrol also is garbage. However, I think I'm going to watch Plunder Patrol. I'm not going to buy into it. I'm going to watch it pretty closely to see what the new support is going to be for the next set. Because if it somehow makes this good, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Because I've always wanted a pirate deck that's actually good, that's not for hires, because for hires was at one point a sleeper deck. But nah, for hires can't keep up. They need way too many resources to start and do any combo. Their combos are pretty good, but you need more or less a perfect hand. And nah, I'd like Plunder Patrol to actually fill that void of a pirate deck that actually works. But I don't know. We'll have to see. But Whitebeard's about $10. Redbeard's about $10 too. Cross Sheep is $5. This will stay at $5 for the next like month or two, and then it'll slowly go down to $3. Just if you don't need it, wait. If you need it for whatever reason, because you're playing some trash deck, fine. But it doesn't really matter. Rose Regular is actually moving up. It's about $5 right now. It's kind of crazy. And then Plunder Patrol Mork is $3 to $4. Once this hits $2, I'm buying a set. And then Bran is about $4 too. So they're both about $4. They are easy secrets to pull. But I do think I'll pick up a set of them once I hit like two to three. Maybe $2.50, I'll pick up a set. Just to have them, because like $7.50 for a small investment of maybe play it, maybe sell it, not that big of a deal. It's not going to go much lower than like $2. Sales Pitch is $4. I think Sales Pitch is pretty decent, but Scissors Cross is $4 somehow. Gujikiri Curse is apparently a short print, super rare. That's $4. About three-ish, $3 to $4. But, like, nines are not good. They're not going to be good. The deck I want you to look at is Ancient Warriors, because they already have a really strong start. What they do is, like, it's like six samurais and Fire Fist kind of in the same deck in a way. But their wind and water attribute, which means they have access to things people, you know, like most of the decks don't. They have access to Bahamut Toad. They have access to a bigger dweller than most people. They have access to Lightning Chidori, which, by the way, is a very good Xyz monster you might want to check out. I don't have it here on the Market Watch, but you guys might want to go check that out. Pick up a copy for yourself. You only need one. Whether it's, please don't let it be gold, but if you have to get the gold one, get the gold one. The ulti, though, usually floats around $6 to $10. When it gets hyped, it hits $20-$25, so you might want to pick one up for yourself just in case. Maybe pick up two just for when it gets hyped, because it will get hyped at some point. But Masterful Sun Mao is $2. I mean, I picked up my playset on eBay for $4.50, so it's slightly going up a little bit. But I would say start picking up your Ancient Warriors. They are actually really good. They have so much potential. Oh, my God. I mean, there's a two-card combo for a 2,700-plus Boral Sword. Just burn through stuff. And you, like, the deck picks away at your opponent's negates pretty easily, because you only really need like one or two cards to really do your thing. So you can have a lot of like baits going on in the deck and not really care that much. I'm also thinking about trying to find some way to mesh this deck with Metal Foes, because I think that might be interesting. But I haven't figured it out yet, so I'll keep you guys updated on that. But definitely look at your Ancient Warriors. Sun Moon's really cheap. It's an ultra rare, really cheap. Luzan also is like a $2 ultra rare. This is your other important one you're going to want. This is ultra rare. You're going to want to pick this up before it goes up. Ling Karibo is garbage, so we're not even going to talk about that. And then Blackbeard, the really easy to get ultra rare Link 2 for Plunder Patrol, is like $1.50. Who cares? Who cares? Three visits from Ancient Warriors. Also, you should get your playset of those. You can get a playset of them right now from Megalito Ban. You can get a playset of them for 66 cents a piece plus shipping. That's really good, because I think I paid $5 for my set, something like that. They're not expensive, but they do have crazy potential. Their big monsters are big. Their little monsters are big. They're Beast Warrior. They're interesting typing as far as attributes. They have very nice levels. There's some real, real quality potential with that deck. I do highly recommend picking it up. Next set. All we're talking about is Magician of Souls. Why the fuck is this $130? Just why? There's no point. Stop. Get rid of it. Go put it somewhere else. $130? Eat my shorts, right? Liquid Soldier is also slightly moving up. It's up to 46. It was 44 last time I looked at it. About a week ago, but it's up to 46. It's slightly moving. I don't know why. I do know that, which while I'm here looking at this, I might look it up. I looked at Steam Healer a while back on one of these market watches, I'm pretty sure, and I didn't take into account that it's an instant target fusion. So when I heard about that, I'm like, well, you can instant fusion and then mass change into, acid, which I think is pretty good. It only has two printings, as an ultra rare in a duelist pack and a rare in, I think, raw yellow. There's only two pages worth of near mints, and they start about $5 and go to $7 on the first page. I wonder what first ed they're going for. The only first ed on the market is $13. So the first eds are pretty much gone. But you have four $13 first eds from Core TCG. You guys can go and snag up and completely clear these first ed ultras off the market. But yeah, I mean, it's not a bad idea. You know, why not? And then that gives options to other decks that wouldn't play just pure hero. They'll play like a little hero engine possibly in some turbo decks. You know, I don't know. It's just spitballing here. But it's worth it. Go check it out. If you don't have one, you might as well pick one up. Chaos Impact. Why is Mascarena still going up at $600? Why? And then fucking Unchained Twins Aruha Prismatic is $98 still. Oh, lightly played for $92. They should have just done the smart thing and taken Rage and made, well, yeah, instead of Pyro Phoenix, they should have made Unchained Twins Rage, the Prismatic, because that card is absolutely bonkers, okay? Bonkers. Gorgon is dirt cheap. But then regular Mascarena is pushing $50. And unless this gets printed in the new Dual Overlord, this card's going to stay $50 for a while. After the WCQ, you know, once round one starts, this thing is going to drop like a rock. Like, it might even hit like $20, $25 instantly. Like, if it sticks at $45, $50 up until then, it'll get cut in half round one of Nats. A week later, this might be a $20 card if it's not reprinted before then. Starly's Seyfert is $27. Abomination's Prison is slightly moving up. Unlimbs are about $14. First Deads are about $16. Let me look at these. I do have a playset of Unlimbs that I will be getting rid of because I accidentally ordered Unlimbs not first, so I'll be ordering my first. I have ordered them. I'm just waiting for them to come in. Yeah, 15, 17. They're slightly moving up. Last time I looked at them, they were 14, so they're slightly moving up. I would get these because it's short print, and it's actually a pretty good card. My internet work. All right, and then we have our OG sets that I like to look at every once in a while. First one is Shining Darkness. Oh, baby. This is one of my favorite sets of all time. I love this set. There's not a lot of... Back then, there weren't a lot of good things out of this set, but I really like this set. So, first thing, obviously, Ghost Rare Blackwing Dragon. $58 for Unlimb. First adds are like $250s-ish, as far as I remember. I'm not going to click on it and go searching for it. End of the Voids are $28. Of course, they're still $28 to $30. Of course. There's an Ultimate Rare that's old. Anybody who thought that this was going to fall out is stupid. People who bought into this, even up to $20, was smart. Because it's like it's $28, $31, and then $33 is the only three price that I can see just off the rip here. It's good. Herald of Perfection Ultimate Rare was bought the F out. So you have Unlimited at 23, Unlim at 25, Unlim at 45, and then First Ed is $65. Oh, man. I missed my window. I could have gotten these for 18s, and I so should have bought into it. I would have made so much money. Rip. Even the Ultra Rare Into the Voids are still money. $18 for First Ed, $15 for Unlimbs. That's nuts. Chaos God is one of the best arts in the game. Garbage card, but one of the best arts ever. Whoever did that art is seriously talented. $15. Infernity Doom Dragon Ultimate Rare. There's a really cheap one here for $12.50 for Unlim. Hell, I bought mine for $22. That's $10 cheaper. I mean, I have a First Ed, though. What's the First Ed swinging in at? First Eds are swinging around at $15. Wow, this thing's going down a little bit. I might have bought during a hype point, unfortunately. But I bought it because it was part of my collection I wanted to finish off. You might want to get your Doom Dragon. Just saying. Might want to get your Doom Dragons. Even though they look to me like they're going down, they're probably not. Also, buy Infernity Mirage. You guys need to buy Infernity Mirage. This super rare is a solo print from Shining Darkness and is worth some stupid money. This thing is $12 on limb, $15 first dead. I already have my set, so y'all can buy whatever you want. And then we have the thing that I really came here for. Oh, Dark Soul, though. Dark Soul, you can get unlimited Ultimate Rare Dark Souls for $8. That's pretty good. Infernity Barrier. I'm so glad I bought my First Eds like a year ago because yummy. The unlimited edition is $9.50, $9.50, $9.50, $9.50, $9.50, $9.50, $9.50, $9.70, $9.70. Less than $10 all day long for unlims. First edition, though, $41. Now that's a new one, because when I loaded this page a couple days ago, getting ready for the market launch, this thing didn't have the 41 listing. It was at 55. So, you know, I'd still consider it being $55 because that's Overdose Gaming. You know, this other dude, he's kind of new. He's only got 49 sales. But, yeah, 55, 41, doesn't matter. It's money. And it doesn't matter anyway because it's an OG Secret Rare First Dead, hard to find. It was hard to find when you cracked the packs. It's one of the best trap cards to ever be printed for one of the best archetypes to ever be printed. Of course it's going to be money. Of course. And then Absolute Power Force, Ghost Rare Majestic Red Dragon Near Mint on Limb is $23. Why so cheap? Like, somebody's telling me this. Why is this $23? This thing should be like $40 to $50, just like Blackwing Dragon is. I mean, what's his name? Astro Phoenix? No, Jack Atlas. It's a Jack Atlas monster. Why is this only $23? Like, somebody should figure that out and, you know, buy a few of these out so I can sell my first head. I have a first head in my collection, but yeah. This car is really nice looking. Battle Fader Unlimbed, $7. Immediately jumps to $11 at the next listing. Pretty nuts. Ultimate Rare Hyonlays. I'm so glad I bought into these when I did last year when they got bought out. These things did not stick much on the value. They were bought out to the tune of $60 last year. It is now sitting Unlimbs at 13s. First Ed's about 16s last time I looked a couple days ago. What other kind of crazy stuff we have in this set? Really not much. This set was kind of a flop, still is. I mean, Alchemist of Black Spells, garbage. Yeah, I don't even want to look at this set. Screw that set. Absolute Power Force is just not a good set. And it had the Sun and Moon Dragons OG. Like, oh, Skullmeister. Okay, Star Strike Blast. I was looking through Star Strike Blast and I started losing my mind because I discovered a buyout on Skullmeister like a week ago. And I was in Yu-Gi-Oh! Paisano or VCTRFS, as I'll always know him as. V. I was in his live stream and I was just browsing around getting ready for this. And I threw it into the chat and people were freaking out about Skullmeister just getting bought out again. Why? This card is garbage. This is so... Look, okay. So, why would you play this over Ghost Spell? Or DD Crow? Or hell, Necro Valley? Like, why would you play this? Because it's a 1700 Dark Level 4? Sure, it's got good typing, good stats, but it does nothing. It negates something in the graveyard, but it doesn't move it anywhere. If you're going to do that, play a tuner. Play Ghost Spell. That lets you get in a Ghazi. It's a zombie. Like, okay, Skullmeister has its things, right? But it's... Why is it $45? This thing was down to like $10, $12. Why is it $45? What is the point? And there's only two lists. There's only two near mints on the market for $45 for a playset. And then, what's that? $51 for the last one? For the only near mints of this freaking card on the market? That's stupid. I'm done. I'm over it. Then I kept going through Star Strike Blast, and I saw the Ultra Rare Scrap Twin Dragon is up in price again. This thing's $13.50, pushing $14. There's only one page of near mints on the market. Now, don't forget, Star Strike Blast was only printed first edition. They didn't have a special edition for this. So this was only boxes. That's why everything in this set is so freaking expensive, because you have to bust the box open to get any of it. Now, Scrap Twin Dragon Ultra Rare was $13, $14. Ultimate Rare is not the same case. This thing's $38. Why? What is Scrap Twin doing? What is Scraps doing? Nothing. Like, it's... What's the point? What is the point? Please, somebody tell me. Because these Star Strike Blast cards need reprints. I'm done seeing this set be stupid money, even though... pretty much everything in here is freaking garbage.
Okay.
Garbage. Just like Naturia cherries. Does anybody even know what this thing does? It's a level one plant tuner, which is good typing. Okay, I get you. 200-200. Sure, whatever. Really nice artwork, honestly. Like, the color palette that they chose for that artwork, fantastic. This card is garbage. When this card is destroyed by your opponent, either by battle or card effect, and sent to the graveyard specifically, you can select and special summon up to two Naturia cherries from your deck in face-down defense position. This sort of monster hasn't been good since, like, Invasion of Chaos. And then it just got ran over. Like, these monsters are... And it does nothing. At least Nimble Momonga gains you life points, or Giant Germ burns your opponent. This does nothing. And this effing card is $10 a copy. Like, what the hell, man? $10, $10, $10.50, $12, $13, and then it ends on a whopping $21 a copy. What the... I'm done. White Mare.
Hey, Konami, maybe you should reprint more Skull Servant stuff.
Oh, gee, that sounds like a good idea. Let's reprint King of Skull Servants twice in Speed Duel packs to, you know, have them come out and go play that.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good idea, but what about the lower rarity stuff? Can we get rarity upgrades?
Well, I don't know about that. You know, I like the way White Mare looks as a common.
But can we at least get, like, a super rare, though?
Why you want that?
So it's not $7 a copy! Jesus Christ. This thing constantly goes from $6 or $7, moves up to 12, goes back to 6 or 7, goes to 15, 6 to 7, 11, 6 to 7, 10, 6, 15. Like, it keeps bouncing between $6 and $15 constantly because it's a short print common. And again, you have to break boxes open to get this SOB. And this thing, like, well, hold on, I just saw an 18. Duelist Academy has 18 copies of this. What the hell? Like, what? I appreciate the wall, but, like, bruh. I mean, like, King of Skull Servants is the OG One Punch Man, as far as Yu-Gi-Oh! Is concerned. But why is this $7? Why? Stop, it's a common. It's not like it's Vanity's Emptiness. Jesus. Go ahead, Internet. Please work. There we go. And, you know, still in Star Stark Blast, I saw what Delg is worth. Delg, the Dark Monarch. This thing is $6. Okay, for a super rare. All right. Let me read you this thing's garbage effect. When this card is normal or special summoned, you can select and remove from play up to two cards from your opponent's graveyard. For each card removed, send one card from the top of your opponent's deck to the graveyard. This card cannot attack and return as normal special summon. So, no matter what, if you activate that effect or not, you can't attack with this thing when you summon it, which is garbage. And then, you're banishing stuff out of the graveyard, fine. But then you're letting them mill cards? Are you insane? This thing is trash! This thing has always been garbage, and this thing is $6.40 a copy. Effing why? Oh, because of Star Strike Blast, that's why. But then I noticed that, I know there's more printings of Delg. I'm not stupid. Of course there are. They're Duelist League promos, which means they're effing rares worth more than the freaking super rare. The green print, which if you guys don't know, Duelist League rares are literally just that. They're rares that have different colored rare text. So a rare in a regular set that is going away, those have, since the dawn of time, been silver lettering. There's battle pack rares that are black, which is kind of cool, but looks kind of bleh. And then you have the Duelist League rares that some of the earlier sets were silver, bronze, and then two colors, I forget which two. And then they move to green, blue, purple, and red. Purple is by far the most expensive one, usually, out of everything. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's harder to find, but purple does look the best, so I get it. Blue, a short second, or a close second. But the green one here for Delg, this thing is like $6 for a rare. The purple one, here we go, $7. The red one, $5. Ooh, getting a little bit of a deal on the red one. The blue one, $8. Blue is the most expensive. Why? What's the... No. Which, by the way, if you guys haven't gone to the Duelist League promos, you probably should. Like, go look around that stuff. There's some yumminess right there. Hey, I heard you like Yu-Gi-Oh! If that's the case, go head over to ebay.com/str/Jay's Card Shop. That's ebay.com/str/JSCARDSHOP for singles and more. Hey, welcome back for part two. We're still on Star Strike Blast because this stuff is driving me up a wall, man. So, Royal Knight of the Ice Barrier has recently been bought out. Now, there's some quantities coming back on the market, but it was bought out to nearly $10. I believe it was just a $9 copy and a $10 copy left, but it is currently down to $5. $5 for a crappy Star Strike Blast Super Rare that everybody, and I mean everybody, threw away at this sneak peek when they opened their set. For years, this card was garbage, and it still is. It had no value. But now, all of a sudden, this thing is up to $5. When this card is Tribute Summoned, Special Summon an Ice Coffin token to your opponent's side of the field in attack position. This token cannot be tributed for a Tribute Summon. Why would you give them a token? Why? Please tell me, because I don't know. And it's a level 5 with 2,000. Garbage. And then I saw the stuff that really shocked me. That other stuff shocked me, and I was like, oh man, Sorcery Blast, here we go, back at it again. Bakarkuri Clock, man. This card's so bad. It's a $5 super rare now. And it wasn't like that. It was never like this. But it's been bought out. There's only two $5 copies on the market from Multi-Monster and Hebrew cards. Like, it literally says, activate only when a face-up defense position Karakuri monster you control is selected as an attack target. And then the rest of it is Mirror Force. Like, this card is garbage. It was garbage when it came out. I remember this thing was worth like 39 cents. It has gone up tenfold. Why? Again, I keep asking the question why. But we're not done with the weird Karakuri stuff with value. Karakuri Anatomy is a common from Star Strike Blast. Each time a Karakuri monster changes battle position, place a Karakuri counter on this card max 2. You can send this card from the field of the graveyard to draw one card for each Karakuri counter on this card. So it's literally Six Samurai United, but for when they change battle positions. This thing is $2 freaking. Well, it's dollar and change plus shipping. So you buy a playset, you can get them cheap. If you're getting a lot of stuff from collector's cash, you might want to pick these up because you can get a playset of these cards from collector's cash for 35 cents a piece. Ooh, excuse me. I should have actually bought that because I just bought a whole bunch of stuff from them. Whoopsie. But $2 for that card? Why? Garbage. Absolute doo-doo. And then Karakuri Merchant Model 177. What was that? Inashichi? I don't know. Merchant, you know? This thing is easily $5. Now, it's a good card, though. It's a Stratos for the deck, you know? Let's see. When it's normal summon, you add a Karakuri card from your deck to your hand. So you add any Karakuri card you want. So it gets you access to the spells that you might need, which is very few. But this card is actually pretty decent. But man, do the stats suck. Man, I love card carries, trust me, I do. But they're bad. They were okay back then as a spam deck. They might do something small, but I don't think so. Not really. Even the new support's not enough to, you know, get them up into the top tiers anywhere. And they're not even like tier two. Why is this $5? Konami, reprint it, please. Love Christ. Speaking of something else they need to reprint that's a rare, that's more money than it needs to be, is Creation Resonator. What the hell? Another Star Strike Blast. Go figure. It's a rare. Okay. This thing, before I tell you the price, I'm gonna read. Okay, so I have no idea what happened, but my recording got cut off, and I don't know where it cut off. I did listen back to see the end of it, and it was at the little resonator guy that I was talking about, Creation Resonator. I don't know what I had up. I was talking for probably another 10 minutes after that. I don't remember everything I had up, so I pulled up the couple tabs that I had that I remembered, and I'll just continue where I left off, which is Raging Muck Creation Resonator. This thing is a level 3 Fiend Wind 800 by 600 rare from Star Strike Blast, and you can only summon it from your hand as a special summon if you control a level 8 or higher synchro monster. And why? This card is garbage. But now here's the thing. This has been reprinted. One of the few cards out of Star Strike Blast that has been reprinted. As far as I know, you know, that's kind of low on the totem pole. And it has a common from Legendary Collection 5Ds that is also a $3 card. What do people see that I don't? Because this card is trash. And for some reason, somehow, this freaking thing has value. If you have them, just sell them. Put a set on eBay at $5 and just let them go. Because they're not worth it. But I was looking at the rares. And see, now I'm looking at my timer constantly. Make sure this thing is working because I'm paranoid it's going to cut off again. I was looking at Duelist League to see what their highest to low, because they are all rares, and you know, I got intrigued to see what kind of expensive rares there are. And of course, Fire Fist Dragon, $10, $10, $20 for the green. Blue Eyes White Dragon with the blue text is a $23 card. I think that's going to go up, believe it or not, because it's one of those cards you just can't get. I mean, Dark Magician Girl is $60 from Duelist League. All of them. All four versions are $60. That's nuts. Graffa, Dragon Lord of Dark World, purples are 20s, and then they're 25 if you buy that first one. I have a few of these on eBay, chilling. So if y'all want some good deals, you know, head over to eBay, you know. but yeah, I have a few of these. I don't know how many purples I have. I think I got like two or three. But these are by far the hardest graphas to get. The Ultra Rares were from a structure deck that was reprinted, so they're easy to find everywhere. Gold Rare and Premium Gold are garbage, so they don't count. But you can get those everywhere. You cannot get these Duelist Leagues pretty much anywhere. The Bronze Blue Eyes White Dragon, $15. You want something that's going to go up, get that. This Blue Eyes is going to be at least $30, $40 in the future. Another dragon at $10. Exodia the Forbidden One, blue, $16. Buy that one copy from Super Special Awesome Cards, which I love buying from them. And then it automatically goes up to $33 from 1UP TCG and stays above $33 the entire rest of the prices. Blue Eyes White Dragon, silver, $15. You know, nothing crazy, you know. But then you got the crazy ones like Baby Sarasaurus for $20. Nobleman Across Out for $14. Another Exodia the Forbidden One, $15. Another one of those for $15. Another one of those pretty much bought out. The one that made me lose my mind was Super Viacroid Stealth Union. This thing was garbage when it came out. every printing has been garbage, but for some reason it has held value. Now, Zombie World Purple is $20. I will get to Super Vicroid when I pass one that actually has copies available, but I know it's up in the 20s. All right, here we go. Okay, we got a couple cheap ones here on greens for Stealth Union. We got 12, 12, 12. DNA surgeries are 10s. Those are 20s on eBay, which is nuts. Fire Formation Tenson. I just recently bought some of these because I got some for really cheap. But these are like $5 a pop. And then, you know, once you buy those two $5 ones, it's automatically $14 a piece. Where are the rest of these? There we go. Okay. Super Vicroid Stealth Union Red. The red version of this, $24. Why? Why is this one of the most expensive ones? Why is a crappy Roid Fusion that takes like the world to make worth more than a Blue Eyes from Duelist League? Why? I don't know. I am confused. I has the confusion. I don't get it. I really don't. Winged Kribo. It's like $7, $8. Dark Magician Blue Printing is $45. Purple, $50, and then $54. Red. Oh, a little cheap. $24. There's a light play you can get as for $10. I'm not messing with it. I'm not tempting that fate. But even Utopia is worth like $9 across the board. You know, it's money. Green Graphas are worth $15. Those will probably go up to catch up with the $20, $25 of the other ones. Mask Change, though, was kind of surprising, too, because that's only $7. That's only $7 for Mask Change promos. Like, Duelist League has money, and people don't realize it. And you need to pay attention to Duelist League stuff, because they're dumb. But the last two things I have to talk about is two recommendations. Jaugen the Spiritualist has been flying off my shelves on eBay lately. I don't know what it is. I've sold 4 sets of 3 within the last week. And normally they kind of sit, but they're moving. They really are. And it's because they have value. So I didn't pick up any of the Dark Beginning 2s. I didn't pick up any of the Astral Pack 3s or the TP5s, which the TP5s are probably the best investment, to be honest with you. I picked up Labyrinth of Nightmare Unlimiteds because I got a bunch of them for cheap back in the day. Now, I say this, but we have $1.25, $1.50, $1.60, $1.70, $1.80, $2 a copy. These are Unlimiteds. Within 6-7 listings, they're up to $2 a piece. And then you look at first editions, the cheapest one is $2.75. $3, $3 again, $5, $5, so almost maxes out at $5. What is the max first ed? $5.21. So they're pushing first, or pushing $5 already. Like, they're $2 to $3 for unlims, $3 to $4 for first eds, but they're going to get the $5 really quick. And you should just have your set of Jaugens, you know? Pretty simple. And then Quick Launch from Circuit Break, Megatons, and the Rocket Revolt Structure Deck. You can get the commons if you want. They're a quarter, whatever. You can get the Megatons if you want. They're $1 or $2. The ones that actually matter are the Circuit Breaks, okay? People don't understand how good this card is, right? This is literally Emergency Teleport for a level 1, a level 3, I believe, and a level 4 tuner for darks and for dragons. This card is bonkers and should be worth more than what it is. This thing is $1.50 for unlims, $2 for near mints, or for first eds, sorry. And this card is absolutely insane. If you don't own a playset of this, you're doing a disservice to yourself, and you're just dumb. I'm just going to go out there and say it. You're stupid if you don't own a set of Quick Launch and at least one of every target. I have two of every target just in case because, you know, why not? I mean, even their level 1 is Rocket Synchron. It's a Synchron, for Christ's sake. Synchros are going to be the shiznit coming Master Rule 5. So get Quick Launch and you can beam it out of the deck. Which also, coincidentally, makes level 5s easier to make. You can also use that to go into a Link Karibo. You can use that to go into a Crystal Wing. Like, so versatile, so good, and people are not looking at it. Maybe they think, oh, I don't want to play a 5-card engine in my deck just to use a tuner. Well, wouldn't you do that with plants for years? Like, 3 Lone Fire, which, 3 Quick Launch. So 3 Lone Fire, Deadline Spore Globe Bolt, that's 6. Just to have access to the 3 plants. So what's the difference with Quick Launch? Quick Launch just happens to be an emergency teleport instead of a Lone Fire. It's so good. Buy it. There's a lot of them on the market. They're not going up anytime soon, but they do start flying off the shelf. You're going to hope you have yours. You're going to be happy that you have them. Well, that's all I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for following me anywhere and everywhere. You know I exist. And most of all, thank you for shopping at Jay's Card Shop, because when you do, you support me directly so I can continue doing these market watches and pay my bills. So have a wonderful day, and remember, the market never sleeps.